我是夜猫子，我喜欢窝在家里打游戏。
我喜欢在网上的论坛闲逛。
我是夜猫子，我喜欢跟朋友们去泡吧。
我喜欢捧着手机刷微博。
我是夜猫子，我喜欢听西雅图不眠夜。
听众朋友们，大家晚上好，欢迎继续收听西雅图中文电台 Chinese Radio Seattle。现在正在播出的是音乐节目《西雅图不眠夜》，我是今晚的主持人刘佳，很高兴能与大家一起共度一个美妙安静的夜晚。在往期的节目中，我们一起倾听回顾了华语乐坛的巨星，如周杰伦、张国荣、林子祥。今天我想为大家分享一位我最爱的钢琴大师，他是中国古典音乐在国际舞台上的杰出代表，他的名字被全世界的人们所熟知，他就是我们的骄傲郎朗。在我小时候，郎朗曾是所有琴童的梦想。作为受聘于世界顶级的柏林爱乐乐团和美国五大交响乐团的第一位中国钢琴家，郎朗在音乐上的造诣、成就和影响力可以说是前无古人的。而当我长大了以后，和外国朋友们聊起中国的音乐人物，没有人不知道郎朗。如果大家在谷歌上搜索 The Best Pianists of All Time， 你会发现郎朗的名字不断地出现在各种排名的列表之中。那么今天呢，我想在电台跟大家分享一些郎朗大师演绎的经典作品。今天我想分享的第一首乐曲是来自作曲家 Hachaturian 的一首广为流传的钢琴作品 Even Things。这首乐曲被收录在郎朗的 Children's Album for Piano 当中，听上去短暂而忧伤。关于为什么将它收录在儿童的钢琴曲里，这里是郎朗的解读。
So now I'm going to introduce you to an incredible Armenian Soviet composer Khachaturian his most famous piece is the Cyber Dance. It's one of the kind of the most popular piece from classical music. It's almost like, you see in a lot of films, movies, cartoons. It's everywhere. Those pieces he wrote is called the Children's Album One, which he's writing a boy named Ivan.So basically it's his, Ivan's adventure, which basically you can think of, what do you do as a child every day, also making some nice adventure stories. And this one is called, Ivan Sings. So not so adventurous, and interesting enough, when I was looking intothe most recognized piano classic tunes in the USA, this song came up right on, right up there. And I was like quite amazed, how popular this piece were and is still, So this piece is talk about basically eight different characterful miniatures. And I also I love the way he put this kind of a darkness, mysterious mood into Ivan Sings. So it starts kind of like a heartbeat.It's a really going and the mood is changes. And then, certainly Ivan had quite a difficult day. The six. So in a way that it's a kind of like, even though it's a children's album, but you see there are a lot of quite a dark motifs, and I think, you know, this piece has a quite a deeper meaning of life, which is, you know, even though, you know, you are living every day as a very innocent kid, but in their world, it can be as adventurous as an adult's world. And this piece shows that. And the popularity of this piece also shows that the children need more adventure in art.
接下来同样是一首适合小朋友的乐曲，请收听舒曼的童年场景。 今天想跟大家分享的第三首乐曲同样是来自郎朗大师演绎的李斯特的爱之梦。我个人很喜欢郎朗大师的演绎，轻重缓急总是处理得恰到好处。这首乐曲也是他在 Spotify 上被收听最多的乐曲之一。
热烈祝贺！
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台。
祝各位听众朋友新年快乐！
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
Thank you.
为年轻且有创新力的钢琴家，朗朗的音乐不仅仅局限于几百年前的作品，他还和很多现当代的作曲家有过令人惊叹的合作，其中一位便是坂本龙一大师。2023年，坂本龙一大师去世，朗朗在他的社交平台发布了一个由自己的手机录制的特别的视频，配标题为今天是坂本龙一大师的圣诞快乐，劳伦斯先生，大家好好听。不同于官方合作的版本，这个版本给人的感觉像是在回忆过去，也好像是在对故人说告别。西雅图最适合听什么钢琴曲？我的推荐永远是巴赫的 Goldenberg Variations 哥德堡变奏曲，不仅仅是因为 J.S. 巴赫曾被评为程序员们最喜欢的作曲家 No.1， 更是因为哥德堡变奏曲非常适合下雨天的西雅图。
Thank you.
那么今天的播送就到这里结束了，希望大家喜欢。在后面的节目中，我会继续为大家播出一些卓越的中国音乐家的作品。听众朋友们，我们下期再会。